Hi, everyone. I'm Diana, and I'm sitting here with former Toronto police officer Sean Shapiro and host of Ask a Traffic Cop, as well as, of course, our managing partner of Diamond and Diamond, Miss Sandra Ziskin.
Hello.
Hi, guys. Is it safer to drive in the rain or the snow? I vote rain. I feel like there's an opportunity there with where snow, there's an opportunity there to speed and it's like, oh, it's just water. It's not slippery. Whereas with snow, everybody's driving like at a safe speed.
I would argue that people don't know what a safe speed is because even the speed limit that's posted may not be safe based on the road conditions.
Right.
I think that rain tends to interfere with visibility more so than snow does. So the initial, when rain starts falling, is you get all the oils, all the wonderful grime and oils rise to the top.
Right.
And you can hydroplane very, very easily in that situation.
Yeah.
Differently,
flooding, all that stuff that's going on in the roads.
After the rain's been going, you actually get that all siphoning off the road and it becomes, you get better traction.
Yeah.
Then you have people who drive with winter tires in summer, and those don't actually stop as well in the dry or wet. They're good. Use the equipment that is for the time of year that you and road conditions that you're driving in. So I think there's a lot of competing factors, and I don't have a statistic as to which one causes more collisions.
But I can tell you, the most traumatic, and it's an interesting debate because the most severe car crashes and happens during perfectly clear, dry roads, in the snow,
speed.
Not in the sun, because of speeding.
Yes.
So it's snow and there's rain, but people driving like idiots on perfectly clear roads is usually what causes the most. Do you agree with me?
100%.
That's our trauma season is June, May and June.
So you're saying just a beautiful sunny day is the best time actually to be driving.
Because confidence, false sense of confidence is what gets behind the driver. They can go faster, we can corner, it's a cool car, and they don't consider all these other things like what happens like when I lose control. Speed is a contributing factor. There's all sorts of things like distraction and mechanical failure that can cause a collision. But if you're already going fast, the consequence is going to be that much bigger. Whether it be damage or loss of life and injury, all those things are come into the scope. Whereas in a fender bender at 30 kilometers an hour on an icy road, you might be in a collision. It might get a tick for more dangerous, but it's not the same outcome.
Right. I think you're right. I think there's more accidents probably in the winter, but they're low speed, just sliding into people, happens. People who don't put on their snow tires do stupid things, like a little kiss. The damage that happens is minimal, and the damage, more importantly, to the person is more minimal than the idiots that drive in the summertime, and especially, and you know, Sean, with motorcycles, don't know how to share the roads with motorcycles, cut them off, cause all these injuries, cause these damages to people, and you know, if a motorcycle goes down, it's way more damage than in a car.
Oh, I lived through that one when I was hit on a police motorcycle. We have had a run on unlicensed, uninsured motorcycles.
A lot of
As well as e-bikes that are not e-bikes. They're actually doing 60, 80, 100 kilometers an hour, and they're unlicensed and uninsured.
Yeah.
And those people are covering their plates. The motorcycle people are covering and hiding their plates. So if you see a bandit motorcycle rider, you cannot read a license plate, assume that that person is uninsured and unlicensed and dangerous.
Sorry, I wasn't laughing at you. I was laughing at the fact that you called them a bandit.
They are. And they're doing all sorts of bonehead maneuvers on the road.
All the time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we talked about that, splitting lanes. We talked about all that unsafe stuff. But for me, I was just like, when it's heavy rain and stuff like that, and like visibility, even to make a lane change, people are just speeding along. And it's just like, the visibility is already low as it is. So it's just like, for me, and I get it, I guess if I were to ask you guys, hands up, like how many times when you filed a claim was on a beautiful sunny day and the other driver was speeding? And then ask you the same thing, do speeding tickets go up in the summer?
100%.
Yeah.
Because it's hard to even get up to that speed in the winter. You can't drive faster than your headlights. You can't drive faster than your visibility.
Right. I've never heard that one before.
Because you're driving into the abyss. It's you have no idea what's coming up, and then things happen in a flash. Yeah.
Not only that, if the traffic tends to get worse when the weather is worse, so you can't speed because
there's no room to do it.
Now all of a sudden you're on a nice country highway in the summertime where there's nothing but road in front of you, and you feel like, okay, I'm going to go 150 kilometers an hour, and then I lose control of the car. I go into oncoming traffic, which is, I've seen this accident many, many times, and I kill everybody in the car. I kill myself and everyone in the car on the opposite side. I've seen it happen many times.
Yeah, everybody's an amazing driver. Just ask them. They all think they're awesome.
Yes.
But many of them.
Not her, apparently.
Not me. I admit I'm bad. I know what I am. I know what I am.
But then you drive accordingly.
I know what I am. Yes.
Most people are overconfident with their skills and abilities. They have not been driving. If you take all their driving experience together, they've gone down the street three times. Like they don't have the same kind of driving experience and responsibilities that we had 50 years ago.
Right, I guess.
Right. And the good part, though, is now, if you are not a good driver or you're uncomfortable with the destination or where you're going, you have options. You have Uber. You have all sorts of rideshare things. You have ways to get around that are safer.
Well, some of those people who aren't good drivers but think they are have Ferraris. Like they're not.
Oh my God.
And they're overconfident with their skills and abilities. And when they have that opportunity to show off, they hit the gas. They go a lot faster.
There was a guy in Toronto last summer that did Remember? A brand new car just railed it right into a thing because they had no control over the situation.
So when you drive beyond your limits, your skills, it's a problem. And that tends to end very badly.
We should wrap up.
So really, essentially, what it comes down to is rain, snow, beautiful sunny day. Even if you think you're the best driver out there, again, stay alert, everybody. Again, we have to reiterate, you're sharing the road with other vehicles.
Social contract, people. Social contract.
There you go. That's a good way of putting it. Drive according to road conditions, slow down when weather permits. And again, drive safe, everybody. Share the road. Thank you for joining us again.
My pleasure.
Sandra, as always.
As always.
I can't get away from you.
I want to throw a tip in. The laws, whether you agree with them or not, are based in common sense and safety. It's designed to keep everybody safe. So while you might be a great driver or a not so great driver, if you just follow the rules, you're already most of the way there of being safe.
Correct.